Welcome to Greener Journals. This is the audio version of an article published in Greener Journal of Medical Sciences, Volume 14, and Issue 1. It was published on March 31, 2024. It is copyrighted, all rights reserved. The title of the article is The Role of Indocyanine Green Fluorescence in Endoscopic Endonasal Approach, Challenges in a Resource-Limited Developing Nation. The authors are 1. Linda Eruegbu, MRUM, from the Neurosurgery Division, Department of Surgery, Rivers State University Teaching Hospital, Port Harcourt, Rivers State, Nigeria. 2. Topchi Maduga, from the Department of Neurosurgery, Royal Preston Hospital Lancashire Teaching Hospital Trust, Lancashire, United Kingdom. 3. Toshihiro Ojiwara, from the Department of Neurosurgery, Shinshu University School of Medicine, Matsumoto Nagano Prefecture, Japan. Abstract of the article. This abstract is categorized into the following segments: background, methodology, results, and conclusion. Background. The transsphenoidal surgery, TSS, approach is considered a safe and effective first-choice option for resection of cellar/paracellar lesions. Initially done microsurgically, the endoscope is now the preferred instrument because of its better illumination and wider panoramic view. The applicability of indocyanine green, ICG, video angiography in the endoscopic endonasal approach, EEA, shows great promise. We reviewed the technicalities of ICG video angiography in EEA, its role, and the challenges and limitations in a resource-poor developing country. Methods. A narrative review of papers pertinent to the topic was done by the authors. The local experiences of the authors were also described, as well as a case illustration. Results. ICG application in EEA is a technical venture, requiring, amongst other things, a custom endoscope with a near-infrared light source to capture the ICG fluorescence. The roles of ICG in EEA include confirmation of anatomical landmarks during exposure, easy localization of microadenomas intraoperatively, and intraoperative assessment of vascularized intranasal flap perfusion and viability. The challenges with employing an ICG-assisted EEA in Nigeria are both institutional, technical, and patient-related. It has a higher cost per procedure compared to the alternatives. EEA requires subspecialization and a steep learning curve, which the dwindling neurosurgical manpower brought about by the brain drain in Nigeria makes difficult. Conclusion. The role of ICG in EEA is still emerging but shows great promise. The challenges in Nigeria are enormous and appreciated by the neurosurgical practitioners, who are willing and eager, with the cooperation of other stakeholders, to explore these advances for the benefit of the Nigerian patient. This is the end of this audio. You can continue listening to the rest of the audio on the abstract page of the article by selecting the text and waiting for the website to read it out for you. As you do so, please ensure your internet is good and audio is enabled on your browser. You can also download and read the full text to learn more. You are welcome to submit your work for publication in this journal and to use our ongoing fee waiver to publish promptly. Visit www.gjournals.org for more information. Thank you for listening.